Starting on the top of Tedamun Aleph, 7 lines down, the Gemara says, Itmar, Balala chutz de chomot azara. What happens if he comes to mix the mincha outside of the azara? Biochana amar psula, Resh Lakish amar ksheira. Resh Lakish amar ksheira, Resh Lakish says it's kasher dichtiv, because it says in the pasuk, V'yatzak alei Hashem v'natan alav levona, v'hadar, and then after that, v'yevi'o b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim v'kamatz, mikmitza v'elech mitzvot kohuna. That the mitzvah to bring it to the kohanim, and that the kohanim be involved, only starts from the process of kmitza and onward. And then only afterwards, that's the first thing, that yitzika and blila can be done by the zar. The fact that you don't require kuna will also tell us that you don't need to have it bifnim, that you don't need to bring it inside. So Tosfos asks right away, what should be our question? Let's think about a zevach by a behema. The zar can do shchita, and who says over there that you can take it outside the azara? It's kochei kodashim, it has to be nishchat b'tocha azara. So why would it be that it has to be in the azara? It has to be in the tzafon, the shlamim, or the kochei kalim have to be somewhere in the azara. Nobody says you can do the shchita outside because it's done by azar. So Tosfos asks, v'im tomar ha-shchita t'lo ba'ikuna ba'ipnim, v'yishlamar d'shani hata mishum kabbalah. Over there, the problem is not the shchita, but the kabbalat adam. The kabbalat adam has to be done inside the azara. And if you do the shchita outside the azara, you won't be able to do the kabbalat adam inside the azara. So just because of the immediate action afterwards, as Tosfos suggests, that maybe you would have to do it inside in order to ensure that the kabbalat adam is done inside. But Tosfos basically says, yes, that you would be able to do it outside because the zar is permitted to do it. Which is pretty amazing, that you would be able to do the shechita outside the azara, based on what Tosfos is suggesting over here. It's just a technical problem. I mean, the Torah lays it out as being a problem, but it's a technical problem that you need to have the kabbalah inside the azara.
It's pretty clear,
so Tosfos is saying it within the din d'oraisa, but he's saying that the din d'oraisa was in order to ensure that the kabbalah is done bifnim. But it's still pretty amazing that Tosfos thinks meikar adin that you would be able to do it outside the azara. So then Rabbi Yochanan Amar psula came into asiyata b'klihu. The blilat ha mincha and the tzikat hashemen on the mincha are required to be done inside of a kli sharet. So if it is done inside a kli sharet, then he dekuna lo baye pnim mihu baye. Fine, it doesn't need kuna, but it's supposed to be done inside because it's done inside of a kli sharet. Tanya kovetzid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan's position. Balala zar kshera. Chutz l'admot azara psula. If he does it outside the azara, then it's psula. So even though these avodot are mutarot by a zar, nevertheless, they are not permitted to be done outside of the azara because the requirement of being inside of a kli sharet. And the kli sharet that's mekadesh them is only mekadesh them, or it's only done properly inside the azara. So therefore, even these avodot that take place prior to the kohanim being involved must be done by the Israel inside of the azara. Now, Tosfos asks about mikmitza veilech mitzvat kuna. From the point of kmitza and onward is a mitzvah kuna, but you have other ma'asim before that that have to be done by a kohen, which is you have tnufa of a mincha. Mincha is a wave offering, and you also have hagasha. But the mincha must be taken and touch the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. But those both have to be done by a kohen because Israel can't enter in those areas to do it. So it has to be done by a kuna. So as Tosfos asks, hagasha tuma nami by kuna. Shein zar karev el tzolam mizbeach. Ella. So that's the answer that Shaul gave just now. Ela hocha b'dalet avodot shemincha ayri shemitchilim mishat kmitza. The bright or the gemara is only dealing with the core avodot of the mincha that relate to the same avodot or the parallel avodot by the behema. Those are the core avodot where machshava makes a difference. Miu b'lav hachinecha imudat that the leket tnufa lo b'mincha omer v'knaot. The tnufa only applies to two minachot, which is the mincha omer mincha knaot. Minchot knaot en yitzika u'blila the late b'shem. So these other items don't, even though they have tenufa, which would relate to the kohen, they're missing either one of the other avodot. I mean, they don't require something else, or they're missing the kamatza kohen. So we have to learn it out from. That's why tenufa was mentioned kohen over there. So it's a technical thing that by those two that do require these extra tenufa, that they also are missing something else that they require the limud over here. But the hagasha would be a problem because the hagasha has to be done by a kohen because it has to go all into the mizbeach and Israel is not allowed over there. Nevertheless, like Shaul had mentioned that we're dealing here with the core avodot, the core dalet avodot from kmitza ve'elech.
Maybe just like the technical problem.
It's very possible that could be an answer as well, that technically Yisrael could do the hagasha, but the hagasha is done by the kohen because it can't get to the location. But that would suggest that maybe if he had a long arm, that maybe he could do it. Okay, Yitvar. Mincha chasera kodem kmitza. So you have a mincha that became chaser before the kmitza is done. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yevi mitoch yitobi malena. Bring it from your house and fill it in. Get it to the right size and then you do the kmitza. Shlakash Amar lo Yevi mitoch yitobi malena. You can't bring it from your house to fill it in. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yevi mitoch yitobi malena. Why can you fill it from your house? Kmitza kavale. What determines or what sets the standard for the mincha as the point of kmitza? We look at the mincha at the moment of kmitza and we say, is it right or is it wrong? Prior to the moment of kmitza, everything is quote unquote kadosh because it's in a kli sharet. But it doesn't take on the status yet of the mincha to be koveh, the exact size, and everything else about it. Therefore, if it goes missing before the kmitza, you can bring more from your house and fill it in, because we're not worried about exactly how it got there, what is it there, because the kmitza is the point, is the threshold at which the mincha is determined and set in stone. Be'okan says, go ahead and bring it from your house. On the other hand, Reish Lakish, Amar lo yovim mitoch b'dem elenu, el kedushat ha'kli kavala. That the mincha is determined, or the threshold upon which the mincha is determined, is at the moment it goes into the kli sharet. So once it enters the kli sharet, that defines the mincha. Now, if you have a mincha that goes chasera, and you want to bring from your house, that won't work, because you're replacing it with something else, not the original mincha. And a mincha chasera is problematic. So according to Reish Lakish, the mincha chasera, the threshold at which mincha chasera becomes relevant, is at the moment you put it into the kli sharet. For Rabbi Yochanan, the moment or the threshold where it becomes relevant is at the moment of kmitza. So therefore, if something happens prior to kmitza, but after kedushat hakli, that's where you're going to have a difference between them. That's exactly what we have here. You have a mincha that went chaseira between the time it was nitkadesh b'kli and the time you do the kmitza. So for Reish Lakish, the mincha was already determined, and now you have a mincha chaseira which you can't place on the mizbeah. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan will say, wait, it's not a mincha chaseira. This is still in the preparation stage. It's not reached the point where it's defined as a mincha without being able to be changed or without anything to be added. That only happens at kmitza. So therefore, since I'm before that point, I can come and fill in the mincha until the point that I hit the kmitza. If the log shemen shel mitzura is missing some, if it's before he did the yitzika, then he can refill it, and that's a tiyufta Reish Lakish. So here, this chaser log, log shemen is the log shemen shel mitzura. The log shemen shel mitzura goes into a kli sharet, and then you do the hazot with the shem. The shemen's place, do hazot keneged petach u'moed, and you also put it on the thumbs, big toes, and the ear of the mitzora. So what happens even when chaser, ad shelo yatzak, before he does the yitzika, where he pours it into the hand of the kohen, the left hand of the kohen, yimalena. Then he can go ahead and do the milui, he can refill it. So that sounds like Rabbi Yochanan and Alek Reish Lakish. So the equivalent of, there's no kmitza here by the oil, but the equivalent is that you pour out of the oil into the left hand of the kohen. So that's the equivalent of the kmitza. So here, this brayta describes a situation in which between the time the oil went into the kli sharet, but before the moment that quote-unquote kmitza happened, before the moment that it was poured out, that they went chaser, and it says you can refill it. That sounds like Rabbi Yochanan, that the kviut, for when it's defined as being the final amount and stage, is at the point where the Adav first avoda is done, where the kmitza is done, or where the pouring out of the oil is done. Not when it goes into kli sharet. So that'll be a tiyuf to Reish Lakish. That's a very strong question against the position of Reish Lakish.
Who says that?
We saw yesterday that the Gemara, the Rav, was willing to learn out. He learned out, how do you know that the kli sharet is mekadesh shemen, even though there's nothing else in there? He learned that out from log shel mitzora. So we've seen the Gemara looks at lechem apanim, the log shemen, all these items to be within the broader category of mincha. These are all considered minachot, all things that are brought from oil, flour, and levona, all of them are in a single category called the greater category of minachot. So that's why they're willing to learn from log shemen and shel mitzora. That's what we saw yesterday, that the gufa amarav, mincha kedusha b'lo shemen, all that ma'aseh was, they used different examples. One of them was log shemen shel mitzora. Now, Gemara says, itmar, shirayim shechisru. By the way, these are items that we took for granted before, that if a mincha is chaseira, it's problematic. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about the next item that we said before, shirayim shechisru ben kemitza lahaktara. That the shirayim, the leftovers, the remaining of what's taken off, after the kemitza is taken off, what remains behind, if they went missing, or they are somehow not the full amount, between the time of kemitza to the time of haktara, v'yochanamar maktir komets alehem, you still bring the
so the kmitza itself, he has
the full kmitza, right? He just missed the shirayim or what are going missing.
Shirayim goes to the kohanim. What do you do
it depends. Yeah. Because if he's taking mitzvah, the shirayim would go to the kohenim. To the mizbeach. The shirayim go to the kohenim. If it's a minchat kohen, there wouldn't be a kmitza, and the whole thing would go on the mizbeach. So the fact there is a kmitza already indicates that the shirayim would go to the kohen. But here we have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlomo. Rabbi Yochanan says maktir kometz alehem. You can still be maktir the kometz, even though the shirayim are missing. Rabbi Yochanan says no way. You can't put on the kometz if the shirayim are not around. So now aliba the Rabbi Eliezer kule amalo plige. We don't argue according to Rabbi Eliezer. Kiplige aliba the Rabbi Yeshua. They only argue according to Rabbi Yeshua. What's Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer? That's not. We saw this mishnah, which is nitmeu shiareha. What happens if the shirayim became tamei? Nisrufu shireha. The leftovers became nisraf. Avdu shireha, or they got lost. Kimidat Rabbi Eliezer shkshera. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there is no problem. It's kshera because Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion im in basar. Yeshdam, that the two are not connected, because it says Vesitolo Techa Basar Vadam. The Basar Vadam are independent. That the Basar and the Dam are independent of each other, and therefore even when the Basar is missing, the Dam is still done. So that's Midat Rabbi Eliezer. Kemidat Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Psula. Because Rabbi Yeshua believes the main basar ain't dam, ain't basar. Manda pasal, over here, the one who holds that it's pasul, ki Rabbi Yeshua. So everybody agrees. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's nothing to talk about. Because Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes to the korban, where it says, Vesit olotecha basar badam, dam afopisha ain't basar, you do the zvikata dam, even though there's no basar, over there it's ksheira, then for sure by the Akhtarata Komets, it's going to be fine. Because the missing shiraim is the equivalent of the missing basar. And if you're going to put the dam on the mizbeach when there's no basar, then you certainly put the komets on the mizbeach when there is no shirayim. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, nobody argues that it's fine to put the komets on. The question is according to Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, by the beimot, by the zevach, he says that the basar and the dam are correlated. The main basar in dam, the main dam in basar. Then what do you say over here by the akhtarat of komets? So the one who says it's pasul, meaning Reish Lakish, manda pasal ki Rabbi Yeshua. He says, look, Rabbi Yeshua says it's pasul over there. He'll say the same thing over here. Just like when you have no basar, you can't put the dam on. Here we have the no shirayim. Here you also can't put the komets on the mizbeach. Uman de machshir. This is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't put the komets on. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yeshua. Over there, Rabbi Yeshua's limud is limited. Why? Hotam el dlo ishtayer. That's when we're talking about a case where there's nothing left. Afel hichid ishtayer. If there's anything left of the basar, afil Rabbi Yeshua modele. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Eliezer in that position. Because if you look at the examples in the Mishnah, what were the examples in the Mishnah? Nitmeu shiareha, they became tamei, or nisrifu, or avdu, which means that they are totally invalid. They're not there at all. Detanya, Rabbi Yeshua Mer Kol Tzvachim Shebetorah Shenishtayim Mehem Kezayit Basar or Kezayit Chelev. As long as you have at least the Kezayit Basar or Kezayit Chelev left, Zorek Hadam, then you're allowed to do Zrikat Hadam. When we say Ein Basar Ein Dam, that's only if you don't have a Kezayit Basar. As long as you have a Kezayit Basar, you can still do the Dam or a Kezayit Chelev. That the Basar and Dam here are interchangeable, except you can't have Kechatzi Zayit Chatzi Basar or Kezayit Basayit Chelev Einu Zorek Hadam. If you have a half Zayit of Basar and a half Zayit of Chelev, you can't be mitzvah. Them. Because the chelev is achilat mizbeach and the basar is achilat adam. You can't mix and match the achilat mizbeach and the achilat adam. So therefore over here, it has to be either a full kzayit of basar or a full kzayit of chelev. That's not true by the olah. But by the olah, even if you have a half zayit basar, half zayit chelev, you can do the dam because everything is achilat mizbeach. The olah is kalil la mizbeach. So both the basar and the chelev go on mizbeach. They're in the same category now. Since they're in the same category, there's no real differentiation between the chelev and the basar anymore. And therefore, even a half zayit of basar, half zayit of chelev can be mitzdarev to have a zayit of shirayim, and then you can do zrikat adam. Mipnei she'olah kula kalil. Ubimincha, we learned this in Tzvachim, Umincha, Afopish, Kula Kayemet, Lo Yisrael. By Mincha, even if the whole thing is still there, you can't do Zrikat Adam. Wait a minute. What's a Mincha got to do with Zrikat Adam? Mincha Mayavita. What's a Mincha doing here in the middle of talking about Tzvachim? So Amar Papa, Minchat Nisachim, we're talking about the Minchat Nesach that comes along with the Korban. I think since the Mincha comes because of the Zevach, is it attached to the Zevach? I had to bring it at the same time. But the Mechayev of the Zevach, of the Nesach, or the Minchat Nesachim, is the Zevach itself. And it's the Matir also. You have to bring the Zevach in order to bring the Nesachim afterwards. So Bahadi Zevach Atya, Ki Gufa the Zevach Damya. Therefore, it has the same status as the Gufa Zevach, and therefore I would have thought, what would I have thought? If the Nesach is around, I could still do the Dam. Not only can I do it if I have a Kezayit Basar or Kezayit Chelev, but if the Minchat Nesachim is around, since it's like the Gufa Zevach, that I could also do Zrikat Adam on that Minchat Nesach. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. Kamash Malan, that the Minchat Nesach does not have that status as being Gufa Zevach, and therefore even if the Minchat Nesachim is around, but you don't have Basar, you don't have Chelev, you cannot do the Zrikat Adam HaZevach. Gemara, the Gemara learned the same way in Zvachim. Yes, we're talking about the minchas and nesach is connected to the zebach. And again, as Shaul just said, the Gemara is saying that if only thing left is minchas and nesach, then we can't do the zvikat ha-dam. So now we have Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, each on their position, but they seem to be talking about apples and oranges, because Reish Lakish is saying, I'm like Rabbi Yoshua. But Rabbi Yoshua only spoke in a case where everything was missing. So then all along comes Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I think Rabbi Yoshua agrees with me, because Rabbi Yoshua only said that when everything's missing. But there's something there, he would agree with me. So it seems that Reish Lakish is like Rabbi Yoshua, but does that mean Reish Lakish would not agree to this braita? Reish Lakish would think, even there's something left over, that you can't do this zvikat adam. So that's what Gemara does now. Uman de pasal. So what about the one who's pasal? Reish Lakish got to agree. Here we have it clear that Rabbi Yoshua agrees that when there's something left over, that it's still good. So then why by the mincha does Reish Lakish not agree to that position of Rabbi Yoshua? So uman de pasal, Reish Lakish says, shani ochel. Domakra, the pasuk says, by the mincha, ve'erim ha-kohen min ha-mincha et azkarata, v'gdir ha-mizbecha. So it says right here, Kohenim min ha mincha. Ha mincha ad deita lekula. That when he does that, it has to be ha mincha ad deita lekula. Mincha lo yaktir. Until the whole mincha is there, you can't be maktir. For the whole mincha is made up of two parts to it. One is the komets, and the other part is the shirayim. So therefore, Reish Lakish says that there's a specific demand by mincha that it be ha mincha. The mincha, what's the mincha that you brought? That's the original mincha that you brought. So the ha mincha that you need in order to be maktir is the original mincha, the size of the original mincha. If you're missing anything from the original size, it's problematic. So even though Rabbi Yeshua has a dispensation, the gabay, sarin chalev, that as long as there's a gazayit left, that's enough. By mincha, we have the additional requirement to be ha mincha, that the entire mincha still be intact in order to put it on the mizbe. Vidach. So then what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the word min ha-mincha? Rabbi Yochanan has a good point here. It says min ha-mincha, which seems to be the idea with the mincha that we know, the mincha in its full size, min ha-mincha shleima. So he says, no, min ha-mincha, mincha shaitakvar. He reads it, yes, min ha-mincha, it's coming from the mincha. At the time of the komets, you have to have the whole mincha. But now we're saying it had to come min ha-mincha. But now, when you do an haftarah, it doesn't still have to be intact. It's coming from something that was intact. But now, when you're at the point of putting on the kamitza, you're talking about in the past already. You're talking about something that already happened, something that already was. It came from min ha-mincha, that full mincha that was there. But at this point, it doesn't have to be a full mincha. Just the source of it had to be the full mincha. It had to be the right size when you took it originally. Right, so that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They're not arguing Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, it's clear that if you don't need basar to have dam, that you don't need shirayim to have the kilmets. They're arguing in Rabbi Yoshua. In Rabbi Yoshua, who says that without a basar, without chelev, you can't do zvikat adam. So too here, by the mincha, he'll say the same thing. The difference between them is that they argue about the fact when some of the shirayim is left. Everybody agrees if there's no shirayim there, then for sure you can't put the kumets on the mizbeach. Even Rabbi Yochanan will agree to that, because in that case, Rabbi Yeshua also says you can't do it. The difference of machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish will only be in a case where there is some of the shirayim left. When there's some of the shirayim left, we compare it to the zebach, where if a gezayit basar or gezayit chelev was left, Rabbi Yeshua agrees that you can do the zvikat adam. So too here, by the mincha, that's shitat Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish says no, that there's a difference between mincha and zebach. Eno chanami by zevach, Rabbi Yeshua says that. But by the mincha, there's an additional requirement of mincha mincha, that the entire mincha must be intact, and therefore that additional requirement demands of us that we have the full mincha, and if any of the shirayim are missing, Rabbi Yeshua will say no good. That's what Reish Lakish's position is. I should have mentioned it earlier. I waited till now, because now you have the limud, which is mincha mincha, is min mincha shleima. This is the limud, how you know that you need a full mincha. How do we know? Like the Gemara is asking, oh, mincha shekha seira is no good. Where do they know that from? Well, that's from here. Mincha mincha indicates that there is that heya yidya. Even the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning it, it's min ha min cha, means that there's a point in time where it must be shlema. Now, for Rabbi Yochanan, that triggers at the point of komets. For Reish Lakish, that's already a klisha rate. But they both agree that there is this limud of min ha min cha, means that the whole min cha, there's a point in time where it must be entirety and it has to be full. So that for Rabbi Yochanan, that threshold is the kmitza. For Reish Lakish, that threshold is the klisha rate. But that's the limud. So here we have it. I didn't mention it before, but that's how we know that a mincha has to be shlema, because it has mina mincha velo mina chaseira. From that mincha, and not from something that is missing. Then the question of whether between the komets and akhtara, we'll be learning how you're going to pasuk mina mincha. Is mina mincha a statement of the present status? It has to come from the mincha that is currently whole, or mina mincha is a statement of what you came from. The komets came from a mincha that was whole. Now, that will determine whether or what your opinion is, the gabay, after you've taken on the komets, then does the remainder have to be whole or not to put the komets on the zveach? We just saw this before, which is the gabei lechem apanim. By the lechem apanim, it says achshelo pirka. Before he takes the lechem apanim off the table, nifras lachma. Then the lechem is broken. It lost some of it. Pieces of it are missing. A lechem pasul ve'maktir lavet bazichin. The lechem is no good, and you're not maktir this bazichin. before anything was taken off. So anyway, here you have Achilu Pirka. Before they removed it, we saw before the Abrakonim Nichlasim, they may sear at the Lechem and the Bazichim. I'm assuming they probably should take the Bazichim off first, since that's qualified as the Komets of the Lechem Apanim, but they all come up at the same time. If it's prior to that point in time, Nifras Lechma, somehow the Lechem Apanim broke or is missing something, Pasul. Then we have a problem, because we have a Mincha Shishiarea Chaserim. This is now a Mincha She'ena Shlema. It's not even Shiraim, but here the Shiraim are defined beforehand. But anyway, it's a Mincha Chasera. So therefore it's going to be Pasul, and therefore you can't. Be'im Makdir Alavet HaBazichim. And the Komets, which is the Bazichim, you can't put on the Mizbeach. Now, Im Mishipirka, if they've already taken her off the Shulchan, which means the Komets is already removed. The equivalent of the Komets being removed is the Bazichim being taken off the Shulchan. Nifres Lachma, now the Lechem Apanim breaks, or is missing. Halechem Pasul, then the Lechem Pasul. Makdir Alavet HaBazichim, and you do put the Bazichim on. So Yochanan says, that's a proof to me. Look here, we have exact case. We have a Komets removed. Komets removed is the Bazichim taken off the Shulchan. What are the Shirayim? That's the Lechem Apanim. Here we have Lechem Apanim that is Chaseira, and yet what is the Braita says? Put it on the Mizbeach. What do you mean put it on the Mizbeach? According to you, Rachel, because you can't put on the Mizbeach, you have a Mincha Chaseira. Ve'amar Rabbi Elazar, and we also saw this earlier, that Rabbi Elazar says you don't even have to actually physically take it off. Lo Pirka Mamash. Given Shigiyaz Manal Farek, Avo Bish Lo Pirka. So, Amarlei. So, listen to Reish Lakish's answer. Reish Lakish's answer to Rabbi Yochanan is, Hi Mani, Rabbi Eliezer he. The author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Who's Rabbi Eliezer? Well, that's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, we just saw before. Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. And we said, the Kulei Alma, when it comes to Rabbi Eliezer, everybody agrees that if the Shirayim are missing, it can still be Makir the Bazichim. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ana minocha Mishnah Shleima. Because he was a pun day in the base Medrash. Says, I have a Mishnah Shleima. I have a full Mishnah, meaning basically, I'm giving you a Braita, Ramartli, at Rabbi Eliezer. And you tell me the Braita is authored by Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, how do you know that? We have a stump Braita. You're telling me it's Rabbi Eliezer? He Rabbi Eliezer. Wait a minute. If Rabbi Eliezer is the author of this. Right, if you want to say it was authored by Rabbi Eliezer, what are you going to say? What does Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi says, even if there's nothing left, you can still bring on the comments. Why is the Bright only bring a case where Nifras Alechem? Why is the Bright only bring a case where there's something missing from the Lechem? Say in a case where there is no Lechem upon him left whatsoever. That'd be a much bigger Kiddush. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, that would be fine. You could put the Bazikim on because you don't need anything to be left. I'm giving you a Mishnah Shlema about Amarli Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'iriya Nifras. Afilu Saruf. Vavu Nami. Even if it's Saruf Abud, it's not around at all, the machshir. He would be allowed to machshir it. Ishtik. He was silent. Ishlakish didn't answer him. He was in a bad position right now. He has a braita that is against him, and an obvious braita that's against him. He tries to solve the problem by saying it's authored by a Tana that doesn't disagree with his position, because everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need Shiraim. Yochanan says it's Rabbi Eliezer, and the braita is not teaching you enough of a chiddush. Because Rabbi Eliezer should have taught you there's something when the Lechem Apanim is gone legamrei. But my shatok, why didn't Reish Lakish, why was Reish Lakish silent? Lemalei, tzibur shiny. Tzibur is different. We're talking about the korban mincha the tzibur versus mincha the yachid. A tzibur has other dispensations that don't apply to the yachid. For instance, that tumah is hutra by tzibur. If you have tumah or things that are done bit tumah, even if an individual kohen might do it, but if it's done bit tumah, we waive it when it comes to the tzibur. Because it's a din of the tzibur, therefore the tumah doesn't affect it. So too, maybe chaserah doesn't affect it. So Reish Lakish could have answered Rabbi Yochanan and said, I think that by a minchat yachid, that if it's missing between the kmitah and the haftara, that it will be problematic. Why does this braita say it's not problematic? Because this braita is talking about a korban atzibur. For korban atzibur, we have different rules. They're not the same rules as korban yachid. I made my statement about a minchat yachid. When it comes to minchat atzibur, there are special rules. Just like there are special rules by tumah, there are also special rules by chaserah. That even if it's chaser, we waive it. We just let it go. So just like by tumah, we let it go by tzibur, so too by chaserah, we're going to let it go by Zibor. So Amar Avada Barava, Zotomer, from this you conclude that a chitzaron kebal momdami. So I have two options. When I look at a chitzaron, I can look at it one of two ways. I can compare it to Tuma, or I can compare it to bal mom. What's the difference? Well, by tzibur, there's a big difference. By tzibur, does bal mom apply to tzibur? Yeah, it applies equally to the tzibur as it does the yachid. There's no dispensation for bal mom by the tzibur. Tuma by the tzibur is hutra. It has a special dispensation. So now if I look at chitzaron, what is it like? Is chitzaron like Tuma, or is it like Bamum? So our havamina is that we should have said for Reish Lakish that it's like Tumah. The answer means that the fact that Reish Lakish didn't answer that shows you that chisaron must be like balmum, and that means that we never waive. Right? The chisaron has the same din as a kavana yachid, and therefore chisaron will be like a balmum, where it's just as problematic by the tzibur as it is by the yachid. That would be the conclusion. Same thing, we just had this in yesterday's daf with Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan zoto merit, and we can say that from this we can conclude, and also we had it by the gabe a kliyala gabe akarka, so zoto merit. The fact that we didn't give an alternative answer shows you that this must be the din. But so over here, the fact that Rishon didn't answer, we see from this that the din must be that chisaron kabalmum dami and balmum betzibur, and just like by balmum by yachid is problematic, so too is it problematic by the tzibur, and that's why Rishon didn't answer in that manner. Yotiv Rav Papa b'kamer l'hai shmaita. Rav Papa said over this whole section. Samalei Rav Yosef bar Shmaya l'Rav Papa mi lo askinan. Wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish never defined their positions as being only unique to the Yachid. And that, why is it over here that you want to suggest that the Reish Lakish could have answered, Tzibur Shaini? Where do you see that Reish Lakish ever made a statement about the Minchat Yachid? When Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argued, they argued about any Shirayim that was left over. Well, any Shirayim that's left over should be equally applicable to the Omer as it is to any other mincha. So therefore, if he says that equally by the minchat tzibur, like by the minchat omer, when they said their statement, they said about minachot. By minachot, they never said only by minchat yachid, only by minchat nedava. They just said minachot in general. One of the minachot that is in that category is the minchat omer, which is a mincha of the tzibur. And Reish Lakish's opinion still applies even to the minchat tzibur. If that's the case, then by lechem apanim, it should have the same din. And that's why the answer is no good. The answer is no good for Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish really believes that his din applies equally to the yachid and the tzibur. And Ochanami, if Reish Lakish argues by Minchat Omer, he has to argue by Lechem Apanim, and he can't make such a distinction between the Tzibur and the Yachid. Right, you could say that. I'm saying it's not clear, according to the way Rav Yosef is saying it now, doesn't mean that, why does Reish Lakish believe by the Minchat Tzibur that's problematic? Could be, like you're suggesting, that it's just all Menachot have the same din. Or, you could say that maybe it is because by the Tzibur also that it has a din of Kaseres Kibamum. We don't know, it's not definitive, but you just can't make the conclusion that you had. That's all he's saying. So Amar Rav Malkio, Tanechada Misalta, the Pasuk says Misalta Shim Chasira Koshu Sula, Mishamna Shim Chasira Koshu Pasul, Betani. And we have an additional braita, but no teretz min mincha that was left over from the mincha. Prat the mincha shechaserah hi, where prat it comes to exclude a mincha that is chaser, ushechaser komtza, or the komtza is missing something. Veshalo yitir mi lovonata klum, or none of the lovona ended up in the mizbeach. So my ass, trey cry bechaserot lomali. What do you need two psukim to teach me the same din? And truthfully, there really are three dinim here. There's not two dinim. There are three dinim. You had salta and not chasera. You had shamna and not chasera. And then you had no teretz min mincha, mincha mincha. There's prat the chaser. You should have three. So why is the Gemara only asking about two? So Rashi points out over here.
The Mincha includes both, also
Sultan. Right, so Rashi answers up somewhat along the lines of what David is saying now. He says, Misolot umina mincha. The question is between why do I need a sol mincha? Aval mishamna lo choshiv. Da'adu gufayata, the kodim kemitza. Aval basom solit lamali trei cry. So meaning that if bishamna comes to tell you before the kemitza that the shemen has to be whole and full in there. So that's a din by itself. The question is, by solit itself, I have two dinim. Why do I need two dinim by the salt itself? So that the Gemara says, well, let me say, I'll explain to you why we need two of them. It's because chad mincha shechasera kodem kemitza, v'chad shirayim shechasru ben kemitza lahaktara. One is coming to teach me that if the mincha shechasera before kemitza is problematic, and one is coming to teach me that the shirayim shechasru after the kemitza but before lahaktara is problematic. V'tivyufta the Rabbi Yochanan v'tervayu. And this would be a double problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Rabbi Yochanan had two positions. The first position of Rabbi Yochanan was that the threshold by when we start worrying about chasera is komets, not klisharet, it's komets. So therefore over here, if it says that it's chasera lifnei komets, that's like Shittat Reish Lakish, not like Shittat Rabbi Yochanan. If there's a problem with chasera lifnei komets, that's against Rabbi Yochanan. The second Shittat Rabbi Yochanan was that if it goes chasera ben kmitza le haktara, not a problem, you can do the komets. There's the other bright. The other bright that says, no, chasera ben kmitza le haktara is problematic. If you say that, I have a double tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. I have two. This bright seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan in both positions. That both of them seem to be problematic. So now Gemara says, no, why do you have to say that? Lo. Chad mincha shechasera kodem kmitza, demivim mebeito bimalena in vilo lo. One has come to teach you that before the kmitza, that you have to have a whole mincha. Alright, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that you could come and refill it from your house? Ein ochanami, if you refill it from your house. If you start out with the mincha, and then it goes chasera, and then you do the kmitza, you have a problem, because you didn't refill it. You need to refill it. As long as you've refilled it and got it back to the original state, that's fine. But you can't have a mincha. If you brought a mincha of a certain size, then it's chaserah, and then you do the kmitzah. Even though the kmitzah is the threshold which defines the mincha, it still has to be the original size that you brought in the kli sharet. We just will offer you the opportunity to refill it. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Enochanami, if you didn't refill it, I agree. Then if it's chaserah from the time, between the time we went into kli sharet and the kmitzah, it's problematic. Bechad, what's the other brighter for? The shirayim shechasru ben kmitzah laktara. That's where something went missing in between. Wait a minute. We're talking about, this is apples and oranges again. Rabbi Yochanan says we're talking about two different things. The question is, what's the status of the komets? And the other question is, what's the status of the shirayim? Because where's the puzzle? It says, v'hanoteret min amincha. What's noteret min amincha? That's speaking about the shirayim. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan says, my din that I said is only that if you have shirayim that are chaserim ben kmitzah la'torah, you can put the komets on the zbeach. That's what I said. What about the shirayim? That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. That's what these brightot are addressing. They're addressing the shirayim. The shirayim can't be eaten. I agree with that. Shirayim can't be eaten. I say put the komets on, but the shirayim cannot be consumed because they're missing. So they buy the whole the divrei omer. They had a question. The divrei omer shirayim shechesu ben kmitzah laktorah. Maktir komets alehem otan shirayim mahein ba'achila. According to the Mandamo says that when it goes missing in between and you still put the komets on there, what's the din of the shirayim? Can you eat the shirayim? So amar ziri amar kra veha noteret velo anoteret min anoteret. So Rav Ziri is clear that whatever is left over, you can consume, but not if it's a leftovers of the leftovers. I mean, if there's leftovers because it's something else is missing, then that already you can't eat anymore. So Rav Ziri says clearly you cannot eat it. Even if you put the komets on, you're not allowed to eat it because you're only allowed to eat the noteret min mincha, which means everything that's left over of the mincha. If it's less than everything that's left over of the mincha, that becomes noteret min noteret, and then you can't eat it. Now the problem is Rabbi Yanai. Yanai Amar min mincha mincha shaita kvar. But the mincha that was already there. What is Rabbi Yanai saying? So Rashi here actually brings down two different possibilities. One possibility is that Rabbi Yanai is saying the exact same thing as Ze'iri. They both agree. They both agree that you can't eat it. Shaitakvar means that you have to have whatever was there at the time of the komets. The mincha that was there at the time of the komets, that's what you're permitted to eat. If it's not what was there at the time of the komets, you can't eat it. So therefore, Ze'iri and Rabbi Yanai are saying the same thing. You can't eat it. They're just mashma'ut doshim. They just, how they get their drush is different. They each have, how do I learn it out of the pasuk? But they have the same conclusion. That's the first way Rashi reads it. The second way Rashi reads it is that he's arguing. At the time of Kmitzah, as long as it was Shlema then, Aron Avinav can eat anything that was left over from there. But not that it has to be left over at this point in time. Two different possibilities. He argues is the case that it says Shaita Kvar, that only at the time of the Komets did it have to be Shlema. But afterwards, we don't worry about it. As long as it was Shlema at the time of the Komets, that's fine. Min HaMincha, it's learning like Rabbi Yochanan did before, Min HaMincha Kvar, that was there already, which is as long as it was Shlema at the time of the Komets, you can put it on, and it'll be arguing on Ze'iri. The second Lashon says no. That Min HaMincha Kvar means that whatever was true at the time of the Komets has to be true now. Min HaMincha Kvar, that's the definition of the Shirayim. The definition of Daim is Min HaMincha Kvar, what was there at the time of the Komets. The time of the Komets, that's the Shirayim's definition. If that Shirayim's not around, then you can't, that's what you're allowed to eat. If you have that full package, you can eat it. If you don't have that full package, you can't eat it. And then he would be agreeing with Ze'iri. They would just be darshing now the Pasuk differently. One from a noteret, and one from Min HaMincha. Just which part of it's on. So here, it's interesting. Tosfos asks over here, that's a very interesting question. He says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you can put the komets on, but it's asur ba'achila. So now what have you generated? You've generated a situation in which it's asur ba'achila. That means that there is no shirayim. If there's no shirayim, you can't put the komets on. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, when there's no shirayim, you can't put the komets on. So you end up with a situation where, by making it asur ba'achila, you basically eliminated the shirayim. If you eliminate the shirayim, you can't put it on mizbeach. Those is first those yirim tomar. Kevin dasiri ayoki ilu lo nishtar klum ve'ech maktir komets aleihem. Or even according to Rabbi Yochanan, if there's nothing left, you can't put the komets on mizbeach. When you make it asur ba'achila, it's as if there's nothing left. What are you going to argue with me? No. It says, avud, nisraf. But what was one of the examples there when it was totally missing? Nitma. Nitma is an example of one of the cases where it's missing. Nitma, it's all there. It's just you can't use it because it's tameh. So why wouldn't you say the same thing here? The achila, when you have chaseira, the achila is not permitted. It's as if there's nothing left there anymore. V'yesh lomar, kevan di'alfinen mincha mizbeach, take a zebach. The cave into lo avdu hayilu kehavu be'en. Since it wasn't lost, it's as if it's still there. V'tzarich lachayk leik ben zele nitma. That works well for avud and saruf. I can explain it that way. That's different than that. But how do I explain it? Make it different than nitma. The cave into ein zevach nifsal yedei chitzaron. Afagab d'shirayim nifsalin abdin and leik zevach lektir komet alehem. Thus it says that by a zevach, if it's missing, it's still kasher. By zevach, if it's tameh, it's problematic. So what we're going to do over here, we're going to look at the Shirayim. We'll look at the Shirayim, we're going to say, okay, true, that Shirayim that are Chaserim are Asur Ba'achila. But by a Zevach, if I had a Chitzaron, could I still put the Dam on? The answer is yes. So too over here, by the Komets, I can still put the Komets on the Zevach when the Shirayim are Chaserim, even though they become, within the world of Mincha, they're Asur Ba'achila. But in the world of Zvachim, I would allow you to do the Zrikat Adam. So therefore, I'll allow you to put the Komets on the Mizbeach. It's a din unique to Mincha, not a din which would be governed by the dinim general of Karbanot, of Zevach. And therefore, I'm going to differentiate between the two of them. That's a Tosos answer that. But it's an interesting question of Tosos. Alright, now, Komets was small. When he does it with his left hand. Mnahani Mile. How do you know that it's a problem to do Kmitza with your left hand? So Amar Abzera Makra. Biakrei Beta Mincha, Biyamale Kapo Mimena. So he brings the mincha and he puts it into Ibayimale Kapo Mimena. Kaf ze any odeamahu. I don't know what this hand is talking about. Kishomer, Vulakacha Kwain Miloga Shemin, says he takes from Loga Shemin, but it's so called Kaf ha Kohen has Malit. He'll pour the Shemin onto the left hand of the Kohen. Kan Smalit. Habakom Makom Shnemar Kaf in Wilayamin. The fact that Torah has to go out of its way to tell you that it's the Kaf has Malit tells you that Kaf Sta means Kaf Yamin. So now if I go back to the previous book, if I gave it to Mechabila Kapo Mimena, what's the Kapo? Kapo must be talking about his right hand. So when I says, Baha mi Bele de Gufe, what do you mean? How can you make a limud out of this? How can this be a binyana b'chol Torah kula? I need you to tell me that the Gufe, that Smalit, is used by the Mitzorah when he pours the Loga Shemen, he pours it into his left hand because he's going to dip his finger into the left hand and sprinkle with it. But how do I know he uses his left hand there? How do I know he pours it into his left hand? Because it says Smalit in the Pasuk. So I can't learn a binyana from there if I need it for the Gufa, I need that for the din itself, that it's in the left hand. So where it says, no, Smalit achrin aktiv. There's another time. It says Kaf Smalit two times. Ve'ema, okay, right. But Ema ain't miut achar miut el rabot. If I have two miutim, one miut says smalit and not right, the next one says smalit and not right, that means that it's a miut achar miut, and miut achar miut el rabot, it should include the right hand as well. That means that it should be right and left, should be good, or it should make no difference. So when I say smalit achrin aktiv, there's a third smalit that's written in kaf smalit. So kan smalit, ve'en acher smalit. Over here, by the mitzora, the Loga Shem is poured into the left hand, but nowhere else do we use a left hand. Why don't we learn the other way? Makan smalit, af ba'almanami smalit. Why don't we say that this is a binyanav? Instead of saying that it's to the exclusion, let's say, oh, this is teaching us b'chol ha-Torah kula, that it's smalit. So, arba smalit k'tive. The word kaf smalit is written four times. The reason it's written four times is because you have two parshiot by the mitzorah. You have the mitzorah ashir and mitzorah ani. So the mitzorah ashir, it's repeated. The whole parsha is repeated once for the ashir and once for the ani. So in each parsha, it's written twice, kaf smalit. But you end up with four of them, because two in each of those parshiot. Trei bani, v'trei bashir. So now I have arba smalit. What if the limud is? Again, it's subject. Rashi brings down three different interpretations of how this works. What are the four things here, and what are the limudim out of these four words, kaf smalit? So Rashi brings down, if you look in Rashi, that he likes, the one, or Vinir Be'enai, it's two, four, five lines up on the bottom on Rashi, five lines up on the bottom, Vinir Be'enai. Right, so I think because it's written all these extra times that it teaches us that over here it's with the left and nowhere else. If the Torah was really come to teach you a binyanav that over here you do it with your left hand and so do everywhere else, michtei. So as if it's not good for mitzvah, use it somewhere else. Vim kein bechadi yeterasaki. I will only need one extraneous time. V'nichtov tlata v'nishtok. The Torah will only have to read the kaf smalit three times, and I would have been fine. Chad gufei, one for the core. V'chad ma'kan smalit, just like over here smalit, everywhere else smalit. V'chad shlo tomar miut achar miut. So there would be the three miutim. If I just had three times, I would say chad gufei. One can teach me about the core din that by here by mitzvah you need smalit. One to teach me just like here it's small everywhere else you can do small. And the last one to teach me don't use a mirach amir the rabot. If that was the case, then I would have learned it as a binyan av and taught everywhere else. But there is a fourth smalit, and the fourth smalit comes and tells me, wait, I have an extra limud. Why do I need that extra fourth one? The fourth one comes to teach me here and nowhere else. Because if it really was a binyanav, right, then three would have been sufficient. The fact that it doesn't do it as a binyanav and it's not sufficient, therefore, over here, we have the fourth one to teach us that it's not used as a binyanav. That's why Rashi uses it. Rashi brings two other lishonot that basically say, Shnei katuvim abayim ke'achad, em lamdim. The other two Lashonot say that I have an extraneous Lashon, and an extraneous Lashon teaching me the same thing, and we have a principle in the Torah that Shnei Ketuvim. If the Torah wants to lay out a principle, it writes it once, and will extrapolate from that principle everywhere else. The Torah already writes it in two places, the same din that you learn out in two places. It's going to tell these are the exceptions and not the rule. Rashi rejects those Lashonot, because says, that's not how Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ka'ed come. Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ka'ed are not where I have in the same Parsha, the same exact word, the same limud twice. That's called Vishna Yisera. That's not called Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ka'ed. Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ka'ed is when I have a limud from one place and a limud somewhere else totally different. And they're teaching me the exact same din from two different places. The dignity is the exact same thing for two guys. That's Shnei Ketuvim B'Leim Echad. So Rashi says, you're using Shnei Ketuvim B'Leim Echad, you're trying to take some Lashon from somewhere else, but you're not using it the way it's used the rest of Shas. That's why he rejects the other two Lashonot, and he gives the final Lashon here, which talks about Lashon Yisera, versus Shnei Ketuvim B'Leim Echad.
I also say that since there's like this Tre Anim, Tre Be'Ashir, it's two separate from Shilot. It's not that you count, not what Rashi says, Rashi says you count them 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
No, there's two and two.
That's one time. Rashi does that. One of the Shonot, he says that if two, Chad Gufei Ba'Ani, Chad Gufei Ba'Ashir, and then one extra by Ashir, one extra by the Ani. So through that, he tries to then extrapolate, but then what do you have the extra two for? And again, they use Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ka'echad to teach you that. All right, so now the Gemara continues, and he says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Reb Zera, while we're on the topic, where that these two parshiot are repeated twice. Why don't you teach me Abon Yado Yamanit, Abon Raglo Yamanit, Tichtiv, that's written by the Shemin Mitzorah? Womali, why do I need it? Why? Because by the Shemin Mitzorah it says, Al Dam Hashem. The Shemin is placed on top of the Dam Hashem. Well, the Dam Hashem already told us that he put it on his right big toe, his right thumb, and his right ear. So why do I have to tell you by the Shem and do it in the same place you did the Dam? Then it goes ahead and says again, Yadoa Yemenit, Bon Yagloa Yemenit. Why does it repeat them again? Now here the Gemara only asks about Bon Yadoa Yemenit and Ragloa Yemenit. Tosus points out that it could have asked about the Ozan Yemenit as well. Alright, what's the din? Chadach Shir Tzadim, Chadach Pso Tzidei Tzadim. So now I have the Yemenit, I have two extra Yemenits then, because it's in Parshat Ani and Parshat Ashir. That means I have a Bon Yadoa Yemenit twice extra, and I have Bon Ragloa Yemenit twice extra. One of the extra comes to teach me that when it comes to your thumb, when it comes to your big toe, that you're really supposed to put it on the top. If you put it on the sides, it's still kasher. The second one comes to teach me that only when it's on the top or sides is it good, but if you put it on the bottom, no good. That's Sidei Tzadim. So that's what it comes to teach me. Al Dam Hashem, Al Makom Dam Hashem, L'mayayatu. By the Ashir, it's written Al Dam Hashem. By the Ani, it says Al Makom Dam Hashem. So Gemara's question here is, why isn't the Lashon consistent between the Ashir and the Ani? Why in one place it says Adam Hashem, and the other place it says Makom Dam Hashem? The Mayat, why not Tzrichi? Because the Ichat of Rachman Adam Hashem, Hava Mina Ite in Nitka Kneach Lo. I would think that only if the blood is still there can you place the Shaman on top of it. It means Adam Hashem literally. You have to have the Dam Hashem there, and then you place the Shaman on top of it. So Kadar Rachman Makom, it just has to be in the Makom. The place where the Dam was. Meaning even if the Dam's not there anymore. The Ichat of Rachman Makom, Hava Mina Davka Nitka Kneach. If I just said Makom Adam, I would think you have to wipe off the blood in the place where the blood was, but not on the blood itself, because the blood will be a chatzitza. I have to get rid of the blood. Aval ite eim ave chatzitza kamash malan al adam hasham. Even if it's still there, so it comes to teach you that either way it's good. Whether the dam hasham has to be done first, but either way, whether the dam is still there or not there, either way it's kasher, and that's why it changes the lashon between Makom Adam and dam hasham to teach you both are good. Whether it's put on the dam itself or whether it's placed on the place where the dam was, both of those are good. All right, we'll stop over here.